I received an email from a brother in India. Praise God. And he's been following the messages on the site for some years now. And he asked a very valid question, because this question is the same question that bothers many Christians when they read the Bible. And the question was on Ananias and Sapphira. Ananias and his wife Sapphira. You see this in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 1. What happened here was that in those days, the days of the apostles, shortly after the death and resurrection of Jesus, you see, what they used to do was to kind of sell off all their belongings and kind of enter into a community, a group, where they had everything in common. They were trying to exercise themselves in that oneness, that brotherliness, by living all for the name of the Lord. Praise God. And these things are not very practicable in that manner in these days, but the concept remains the same, and that is, we live all for the name of the Lord. We live all so that that which remains is the Lord and the Lord alone. Jesus Christ says, those that have left houses, lands, and left everything in this age, in this material age, in this world, this present world, will gain a hundredfold in the worlds to come, in the ages to come. Praise God. And the ages to come is actually a spiritual kingdom without end, world without end. Praise God. And our inheritance, incorruptible, imperishable, is in that kingdom. Praise God. And that is the only kingdom that actually persists. Those who hold on to the life in this age, hold on, cling on to the life in this age, is very much like clinging on to the dust, will only lose everything at the end of the day. Praise God. So we are admonished to be wise. So Ananias and Sapphira gave their life to the Lord. And see, what happened is that they lied. Now let's read this together in the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 1. And a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira his wife, sold the possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled her heart to lie to the Holy Ghost and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remains, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thy own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thy heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. And great fear came upon all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, carried him out, and buried him. Praise God. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yeah, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that you have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of God? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straight away at his feet, and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church, and upon as many as heard these things. Praise God. So you see, Ananias and his wife Sapphira both lost their lives because of that lie they lied. they withheld a part of their possession. Said, while lying that they gave everything unto the Lord. Praise God. Now, when we read these things, we must understand that there's a purpose. These things are there in the Bible. Praise God. And the carnal mind can never understand the mind of God. Forget it. With your natural mind, there's no way you can comprehend things that look so simple and basic like this. The carnal mind cannot understand them. Praise God. Understand that God is love, God is kindness embodied. Praise God. God is love. Pure, undiluted love. God does not kill anybody. God does not destroy anybody. Praise God. Hallelujah. That which will destroy a man is his own foolishness and ignorance. Praise God. That is what destroys a man. And I want us to understand that the purpose of God in this age, and it has always been the purpose of God, is to gather every man and maintain every man in the place of life. And that place of life is in one body. There is a body in the heavens, a body that has been from the foundation of the world. A body out of which everything, both visible and invisible, came out of. A body that has been from the beginning. A body that sustains everything in these heavens and in this earth. Every single thing. And everything belongs to that one body. And that body is the body of the Lord. That is the Lord himself. Praise God. And through the enlightenment we are receiving from the gospel today, God has made known to us his good will, his intention. Praise God. In pure, undiluted words, his intention is to gather all men back into him. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. So that all men can once more be partakers of that one body, that one life that we call the Lord from heaven. See, people are quite unable to discern the difference between the Lord Jesus, the Son of Man Jesus, and the Christ. And as we go forward, we're going to touch these things. We have to begin to understand what the Lord's body is, what the Lord himself is. See, the Lord is not a man. The Lord has no material form. Praise God. Just common sense will tell you that if the Lord created anything that is visible, the visible things in this material world, then the Lord himself is invisible. God has no form whatsoever. God is pure spirit. Praise God. And we who were in the Lord before this world was, we also have that same nature of the Lord. Praise God. Of course, over the years, these are things that we have forgotten. Man has laid his bed, you know, in the dust. Man has laid his bed in material living and has forgotten everything that pertains to his glorious life in the spirit. But the Bible says that he has come to bring remembrance. Do this in remembrance to me. Hallelujah. The Holy Ghost is here to to bring a remembrance in the people. And through remembrance, you begin to awaken back into that one life that is in the Lord. Hallelujah. Anybody that tries to transgress against this life, this one life, transgresses against himself. Praise God. God does not need to come down to strike anybody dead. Praise God. God does not need to. See, God is greater than somebody that will go about peeping in your bathroom, peeping at you and checking out your sins. There's no such thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us understand one thing. When a man deviates from that one life, what happens is that automatically he dies. Praise God. This is what we call the transgression against the Holy Ghost. Now, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit. What is Holy Ghost? What is Holy Spirit? You know, we have many, many ideas. See, some people say that there are three bodies. There's the Father sitting here, there's the Son sitting here, and there is the Holy Ghost. But let us understand that there is only one. That one can manifest in diverse ways. There's only one. Praise God. Jesus Christ says, you sin against me, it may be forgiven you. Sin against the Son of Man, it can be forgiven you. But when you sin against the Holy Ghost, it can never be forgiven you in this age, nor in the ages to come. Praise God. Now, understand these terminologies. See, you can go against Jesus as a man. You can go against Jesus. But when you transgress against the Holy Ghost, see, that is death itself. Understand that the Holy Ghost is actually the Spirit. And the Spirit is the Lord. Praise God. Now we have this idea that there is a physical body somewhere in the sky called the Lord, but that is a lie. The Lord is the Spirit. The Lord is the Spirit. See, and the original design is that we all are all partakers of that one Spirit, meaning that we are joined to that one Spirit. Paul writes in his letter to the Corinthians, he that is joined to the Lord is one Spirit with the Lord. See, we're talking of a spiritual body. He that is joined to the Lord is one body, because the Lord's body is the Spirit. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Now, the only way you can transgress against the Lord is by negating, denying, deviating from that oneness with the Lord. Praise God. This is the sin against the Holy Ghost. This is the transgression that we see all the way from the beginning in the book of Genesis when Adam transgressed. Adam actually became a dismembered body in his mind, of course. Because once your eyes are illumined, once your understanding is enlightened with the light of life, you begin to understand that you have always been an integral part of God. It can never change. Circumstances or the outward cannot change your oneness with God. It can only change in the mind. Praise God. These are mind form barriers. Praise God. And they provoke death. See, it brings death. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. So there is only one body, and that is the Spirit. The Lord is the Spirit. Praise God. When the Holy Ghost comes, actually, we are interacting with the Lord's body. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. that same Lot's body appears as a cloud in the wilderness for 40 years and pillar of fire in the night, leading the children of Israel. They were in that cloud for 40 years, having communion with the Lord for 40 years. And exactly what happens when man comes out of the land of Egypt, when man comes out from the arid desert lands where there is no knowledge of God. See, God has called you out of Egypt, out of darkness, into his marvelous light. Praise God. And some people have to go through that, those years of communion, those years of, you know, instruction, discipleship under the Spirit of God, in that same cloud, which is actually the spiritual body of the Lord, as the Lord imparts into you his celestial wisdom, there is a renewal in your mind, so that you no longer begin to think like the Gentiles in this material age, who are annihilated from the life of God, separated from the life of God. Praise God. Once the children of Israel in the days of old would step into the promised land, what happens is that the cloud by day and the fire by night disappears, because they have now been integrated. They have now found themselves integrated in that body, that celestial spiritual body, because flesh and blood cannot enter into the promised land. Flesh and blood represents, you know, the carnal nature of man. The natural man, the terrestrially minded man, cannot enter into God's spiritual kingdom. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. That which will enter into the promised land, which is God's kingdom, is spirit. We enter in by walking in the spirit. We enter in by realizing that we are one spirit with the Lord. We enter in by letting go of the old human life and laying a hold on the celestial life of the Lord. This is our calling. So when it says that you should live all for my sake, leave all your terrestrial ideas, leave that which is earthly, which is carnal, which is human, to lay hold on that which is eternal, the name of the Lord. Praise God. So Sapphira's and Ananias and Sapphira's, his wife, transgressed against that body. Because in reality, these ones did not give themselves wholly unto the Lord. These are double-minded people. See, those who still have treasures upon the earth, those who have not let go of the life of this world to lay hold on that which is the Lord. Praise God, it only breeds death. God does not need to strike you dead in one moment. See, when we walk in a deceitful manner, double-mindedly, we just die off. That is all, we just die off. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. You see, unknown to people, that same thing that happened to Ananias and Sapphira is the same thing you see in the book of Genesis. Praise God, hallelujah. What happens in the book of Genesis? Adam dies as a result of his transgression against the Lord. And in his death, dust you are, dust you return, is the same burial process. It's the same reduction back into the realm of the dust. where there is no understanding, where there is no device, where there is nothing. You realize that in this world, everything that is happening in this world is coming to naught. It truly does not have any eternal value. They look as though they are, but they are not. It's in pure darkness, where people live in relation to idols, things that have no eternal substance. Oh, praise God. So we are admonished to align ourselves wholly with the Lord. Praise God, this is our calling, to submit ourselves unto Christ. See, no more lying to one another. Paul says, let us not lie against the Lord. Let us not lie to one another. You lie when you try to walk contrary to the name of the Lord. You lie when you walk in an identity apart from that which is the Lord's. You lie when you walk in the flesh, because you are not flesh and blood. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. See, when a man refuses, rejects the truth for the lie, what happens is that he simply walks into death. God does not have to strike you dead. God does not strike any man dead. Oh, praise God, hallelujah. But thank God today, God has given every man here equal chance to live unto him. Hallelujah. And we are living that which is terrestrial, all our lands, all our houses. See it? You know, some of us, we've named our houses after ourselves. Like your house, this body here. You know, this your physical body here is actually the Lord's body. You know, it's actually the Lord's. So it means that we have to let go of the idea that we have a life of our own, and now that the Lord has to actually take over us totally, 100%. See, Paul says, it's no longer I, but Christ. No longer I, but Christ. That thing has to ring a bell in our minds. Only by Christ can we live. See, when we live in relation to any other identity, that thing that happens to Ananias and Sapphira happens to us spiritually. Praise God. See, the judgments of God are things that happen spontaneously when we go against certain principles of the Spirit. God does not do anything to any man. God does not hurt any man. See, there's no gain in that. Praise God. God does not do that to any man. It's man in his ignorance that simply strolls into death. Now, if your father, your natural father of this earth, loves you and tells you not to go near the fire, not to put your hand in the fire, see, or not to play with a knife, and you go and put your hand in the fire and it burns you, or you play with a knife and it harms you, does it mean that your natural father doesn't like you? No. In likewise manner, there are certain laws, certain principles. And all the Father can do is to communicate to us the truth, so that we can embrace the truth. But when a man is contentious of the truth, rejects the truth, he only walks into misery, sorrow, and death. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is the whole story of Adam. You know, in man's everyday life, every single man, I'm talking about every man here, whether he be Muslim or Christian or whatever, or Buddha, there's always the Spirit of God trying to speak to man. There's always the Spirit of God trying to avert man of certain dangers ahead. There's always that voice, that silent communication, trying to revive you and, you know, remind you of your rightful place upon the throne of God. But of course, men are distracted. There is this a spiritual pool, the power of darkness that draws men further and further into the illusion of this life in this world. And it's very, very thick. It's in all spheres of humanity. You see it in areas of family, in Christendom, in all spheres of life. There is a pull to this world that actually causes men to ignore that voice of counsel that is coming from the Lord. And the Lord wants to maintain every man in life, every single man. Praise God, and we must embrace the truth. We must embrace the Spirit. Praise God, and be gathered, because the Spirit will do only one thing: gather you back into your rightful place in God. Praise God, you have always been in Him. You are one with the Lord, but you must awake to your righteousness. Awake to this reality and walk in this reality right now by faith. Now, today is the day, not tomorrow when you die, not when something happens. Leave those theories aside and know that God is presently your help. God is presently your crown. God is presently your glory. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have understood right now what the transgression of Ananias and Sapphira was. See, a tendency to still want to hold on to our life as men upon this earth. We are called to obediently lay down our lives. See, lay down our lives for the Lord. Because in reality, the earth and the fullness thereof belongs to the Lord. See, God is restoring us back into His glory. See, so that we can see, walk in the land of the living, not like Ananias and Sapphira who sunk down into the realm of the dead. The world we live in today is a graveyard. See, and what you see, no matter how glamorous it is actually the realm of the dead. Men are dead in their sins and in their trespasses, in their transgression. And what is that transgression? They have deviated from that one life, that one glory that is in God. That is the sin, that is the transgression. Praise God, but the time has come. If you can hear today, if Ananias and Sapphira can also hear today and embrace this same principle of oneness once more, if they can hear in the depths of the grave and hear that voice again once more and obey it, embrace it, they can once more awaken back into life and rule with God. This is the intention of the gospel. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let us be single-minded, you know, single-minded people, like babes of the kingdom, letting go of all for our master. This is the calling we have today. Amen. The sin against the Holy Ghost is actually the sin against the Lord's body. The Holy Ghost, the Spirit of God, is the Lord's body. The Lord's body is invisible. It's a spirit. And the original design is that we are one spirit with the Lord. We are one spirit with the Lord. See, when Satan who actually comes to put asunder this union, this oneness with the Lord. When Satan comes, he comes to deceive you. He comes to make you think otherwise. He comes to obscure your understanding so that you are unable to comprehend this oneness that you have with the Lord's body, which is the Spirit, the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Hallelujah. That is the work of the devil. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. God wants us to be gathered back into the Holy Ghost, gathered back into that one Spirit. And that one Spirit, I don't have a life of my own. There's no life here and the life of the Spirit. I live in single-mindedness. Anyone that is double-minded will always be as unstable as the sea waves. You will never know peace. A part for the Lord and a part for them. We must come to the place where we stand and we can say, like Jesus, that the prince of this world comes. The prince of this world cometh, and he finds no what? He finds nothing in me. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, when the prince of the world comes, which is the tempter, and he finds only the Lord in this temple, there is no occasion of stumbling. You can't stumble like Ananias and Sapphira and slip into the realm of the dead. There is no occasion of stumbling. Praise God. But when we continue in the Son, we stand in the Son. Praise God. We enter from glory to glory. We move from glory to glory. Oh, hallelujah. But if the prince comes and finds an opening, an aspect of us that is not consecrated unto the Lord, that is where he strikes. Oh, praise God. That is where he strikes. We must lay down our lives completely to live unto the name of the Lord. Anything other than this will be transgression against the Holy Ghost. Praise God. We are seeing here an eternal line, you know, landmark. An eternal landmark that cannot be transgressed against. Ecclesiastes speaks about something. It says that Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 8, these are very interesting things. I'm sure the writer, King Solomon, never understood what he was saying. Ecclesiastes chapter 8, chapter 10 verse 8, he that diggeth a pit shall fall into it, and whosoever breaketh an edge, a serpent shall bite him. Whosoever removeth stones shall be hot therewith, and he that cleaveth wood shall be endangered thereby. You see what he's saying here? That hedge, it's actually talking of a fence, that hedge. He that cleaveth a wooden fence, that cleaveth that hedge, a serpent will bite him. He's speaking about death. That hedge is actually that ancient landmark. Is the body of the Lord in allegories that must not be ever tampered with. Anybody that tries to tamper with that oneness with the Lord, because aside from the Lord, there is no other. Anyone that tries to tamper with that oneness by breaking it, the serpent bites him. The serpent strikes him. He has debt to contend with. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. When you remove the stones, he that removeth stones shall be hot therewith. And he that cleaveth the wood shall be endangered therewith. We are seeing the same things here. See, you have stones that are gathered together in one. And anyone that tries to remove that oneness, that tries to tamper with that oneness, is hot therein. Brethren, let us exercise ourselves, stir up ourselves in the spirit into oneness. Praise God. Living all will also mean living our ideas of what we think the gospel was. Living our old human ideas of preaching and all that. It means that we just become like babes to receive humbly from the Lord as the Lord speaks. It's about love without a condition, oneness without a condition, recognizing that which has been before this world ever came into existence. This is the work of God in this hour today. That thing which befell Ananias and Sapphira can never befall any man as long as he continues in the doctrine. Even when you fall, even when you make mistakes, always remember the sacrifice of the blood. Always remember that you have an alibi throughout all eternity. Always remember that the Lord has forgiven you and has granted you unhindered entrance into his kingdom forever. It can never ever change. It can only change in our mind. See, it can only change in our mind as the wicked one, the devil, seeks to accuse you and convince you more and more that the Lord has left you. Praise God, hallelujah. Let us walk in love. Let us exercise ourselves in this oneness that we all have in God. Praise God. Like Jesus will say, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one." Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God is one. Oneness is what Jesus Christ came to preach. Oneness is God. Praise God. Oneness is that body that has been before time. Oneness is the Lord himself, and we are in him.
Yeah. shall be changed. Yeah, I'm over. We shall.